Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 104 of This Week in Testing. My name is Demi. I am your co-host of today, together here with Bug, aka Simon Tone.
It's brilliant. We were just chatting before going live that the name had changed, and I was like, I'm not going to change it today. I think it's quite funny that I'm adopting the name Bug. But yes, welcome, Demi. Back over to you.
Yes, so today we have an episode, just like usual. We want to talk about anything and everything happening in your week in testing. And there is so much going on. I see events pass all the time, new articles being published. It's amazing. And also a special shout out, this Tuesday, September the 9th, was Worldwide Tester Day. So it's a bit of a day for all of us, I would suppose. I took the day to go to every tester on the floor and tell them this fun fact, which they were all a bit skeptical when looking at me, but they joined in into the fun anyway, so wanted to share that here as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's fun when we can have these days to celebrate, and it's good that you are spreading the knowledge, Demi. I love it.
Okay, as usual for this event, there is a code of conduct from the Ministry of Testing, and it's anything you share in the chat or if you join us on stage later on, do follow this code of conduct. We are a supportive and inclusive community and want to keep it that way in all the places that we come together. Yeah, for the people that haven't come to This Week in Testing before, I'm not sure if there's any here at the moment, but you never know. So we just discuss a bit what happened. Simon and I will share a few of the things we noticed this week, that we saw events that happening, cool articles to share. But after that, we want to hear from you. So any of you can later on raise your hand and join us on stage and tell us about your week in testing, whether you have something to celebrate with us or you want to share some struggles, you need advice on something, you want to start a discussion. Everything and anything is welcome. But yeah, we'll get to that later, of course. But you can also join in the chat. And do remember that This Week in Testing is being recorded and will be later on posted on the Ministry of Testing website. So anyone can watch the recording later on. They won't be able to see the chat, unfortunately, but they will hear everything being discussed on stage as well. This week in testing, Simon, how much happens in a week? It is unbelievable.
Honestly, it goes fast. I often think, oh, we're in another episode already. Yeah, loads of stuff's been happening, right? If folks were to jump on the Ministry of Testing website right now, so ministryoftesting.com, for those listening live, can see there's loads going on. There's been another conversation, a Leading with Quality conversation gone live. So Rosie Sherry, CEO and founder of Ministry of Testing, had a really good chat with Mark Dordal. Quality is about conversations. It's a brilliant chat. I was listening to it yesterday. I didn't get a chance to check it before it went live, so I waited for that one to get on the site. Just a lovely conversation. Mark really shares some good insights about getting a certain level of experience where you can then start truly influencing non-testing or tester quality engineer professionals. It's really cool. Mark, not that I've met Mark, actually, I'd love to chat with him. Just decent, lovely bloke, got loads of really good ideas to share. So it was a really cool conversation. There's actually, if people watch it closely enough, I spotted this whilst watching it back. It's around the, I think it's the, I've got it bookmarked on my screen now, about the 43rd minute, but maybe a bit before then. Mark mentions that, he hints at before we all get replaced by AI, and he says the word testing just before that, and the video slightly glitches of his video feed. And I just thought it was just wonderful timing, the way it glitched when he hinted that AI could take over. If those with eagle eyes have a look out, it's just a little funny thing I spotted whilst looking at it yesterday. But it's a really good one. In fact, maybe I should post that in the chat for those who are following along live. Also, big news, another course has gone live. So for those who are professional members, they get access to all the on-demand courses that we have on ministryoftesting.com, and also for unlimited members as well. Rahul Parwell has done it again. He's created another course related to prompting for testers. So this is the Advanced Prompting for Testers course. I've had a little sneak peek before it went live. And Sarah Deary, who's been working with Rahul to co-create this internally behind the scenes, just keeps talking about it. Like, it's so good. Rahul is awesome. There's some stuff that we will definitely use internally at Ministry of Testing that we've learned from Rahul, building little apps to simplify some of the tasks that we do here internally. So again, I think this is just going to be a super popular one. And Rahul is such a wonderful way of teaching people, super inclusive, super visual, super engaging. So yeah, if that one's not on your radar, folks, do go check it out. And thank you, AD Stokes, who I see is in the chat, for sharing a link to that. And talking of AD, what a perfect segue, right? AD's article went live earlier this week around about thinking, the importance of thinking for testers. So I love the actual opener on the article where it's like, being paid to use your brain is weird, right? I'm like, yeah, it is. But I love the way that AD, through his experiences as a professional quality person, he shapes 11 different software testing mindsets. And I loved reading it because I was like, I hadn't considered that those two are slightly different. And I love the model that he's created for that. And maybe there's an opportunity to explore them in a bit more detail, to go a bit deeper onto each of those mindsets. Maybe, I don't know, maybe we could do some conversations about that. So if folks wanted to quickly get a sense of those 11 software testing mindsets, I'll just bung it in the chat. Although AD has already added that to the chat. Thank you, AD. It's really cool. So maybe there's, I don't know, maybe a question for folks if they want to come up on stage later on is, what are your mindsets that you tend to lean on the most? And maybe what are the ones that you avoid using or relying on? And just to have that awareness and see what that means for you as a testing and quality professional might be a fun little exercise to try out. And maybe we could discuss that live on This Week in Testing. And yeah, loads of other stuff. Temi, I'm conscious of time and I need to ask yourself as well. But the final thing from me is just all the prep work that's going into Test Bash. So our 2-day conference is happening in October, the start of October. And also we have a 1-day brilliant workshop day called Leading with Quality. So there's been so much stuff going on behind the scenes. We're working out a really cool reward system to help people get stuck in with different things at Test Bash. Myself and Sarah Deary have been working on the kind of the running order and the playbook for the day for Leading with Quality. We're creating a digital notebook, which we're calling a motebook, which is going to be collaborative for the teams that join us on that day. It's a load of cool stuff that's happening. So we're very excited to essentially see that work in production on those days. Lots of cool stuff happening there. But I'm also conscious that I could probably spend a whole episode going into that, but I won't. But Demi, please tell me, other than celebrating Testers Day, what else have you been up to this week?
It has been an absolute chaos of a week. I can tell you that I got a new company laptop. So, of course, setting up a new laptop with all the applications and database connections and everything, it takes a while. I'm in an IT department of a company. So when I went to get my new laptop, the people behind the desk were really astonished. You need a few days to set this up. You can't just give us the old computer. I'm like, no. If I don't keep my old one for a few days, I won't be able to do any work. You were so confused about this. So that is something I think I finally got it set up now. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. Yeah, there's also been things going on at my company because budgets and I don't know what are always an issues at companies. And the quality manager of my department his contract is ending beginning of October and they're not extending it. So we will be without a quality manager and we're not going to take a new one. So we're now figuring out how to fill the gaps and everything. So I'm part of the team that will be taking over some of his tasks as well. That has been meetings and discussions and brainstorming going on as well. Yeah, it's been chaos all around everywhere in all the levels. So I'm happy to be here to get some of the positive vibes on the testing community and discuss a bit and let go of all the chaos going on at work.
Oh, wow, Demi. It sounds like a full-on week. And yeah, sorry if the chaos has been causing you, difficult times. I mean, from the kind of micro of, I've got to get my machine sorted because I got to crack on, to, oh my goodness, that we're not replacing our quality manager? What? Do you, and maybe, you know, only if you're comfortable talking about this, because I know you, in the past episodes, you've talked about how you've naturally become the leader and folks really look up to you and respect you and you lead the way. Do you have an opportunity to take on that role officially and get a bump in your benefits, your salary, et cetera, et cetera? Is that a conversation to be had?
At this point in time, they don't have any of that room.
Right.
So the thoughts behind not choosing a new quality manager at this point is that the reason why they got one in the first place now no longer applicable, because they first got a quality manager because there weren't any testers.
I see.
Some years ago. So that, the purpose of that quality manager was train the first testers and get everything started. So now there is like a decent presence of testers in our department. And we set up a bit of a quality improvement board, which I'm a part of. And that's a few testers who take the lead in finding a good way of working and supporting teams in every day to day. And so the board is taking over the tasks of the quality manager that still need to be done, even though the quality manager is no longer there. So I am doing some of the roles, but there is no room at this point to have an actual quality manager again. So we're just trying to figure out how to fill in the gaps, because quality people do a lot of glue work and stuff like that might fall through the cracks. So in a few weeks, we are going to have a community session with all of the testers in the department to announce the news, because like the managers on the floor know this, but I'm not sure the news has traveled to all the testers. So we're going to announce this officially to everyone, say the quality manager will not be here anymore for much longer and stuff like that, and how we're going to try to catch all the work that he did to provide the support that all the testers need, and to discuss with them a bit what they need from us, what the ideas are, how the community can step up with this change. So that's the current plan.
Yeah, no, appreciate uncertain times. Yeah, I guess also lots of good opportunities as well. It sounds cool with your quality improvement board and the fact that let's work with the internal community to make this work and divvy up responsibilities and see what we really need to do or see what we can drop or whatever. And yeah, know that, of course, the Motiverse, we've got your back, right? The whole of your external community. Yeah, totally. We are, as a community, as the Motiverse, we are a huge sounding board. If there's any questions to put out there, and this goes to anyone listening today, they can put those questions out in the various places that we exist. It could be on the club, which is our forum. It could be as a post on ministrytesting.com, start a discussion there. It could be on our Slack that we have available for professional members and people that are going to Test Bash. Yeah, keep the questions coming and know that. And there's often, and again, this is for all listeners, there's so much good stuff to search. Even with a keyword search can often reveal some helpful things that could support a particular challenge. Or, it's like, maybe there's, I don't think this article exists, but it could be, oh, we've lost our quality manager and we're not replacing them. What the heck do we do now? And like, we could start a forum post on that. It could turn into an article. It could be a talk. There's stuff for, it's a great kind of learning opportunity if folks are willing to share. So, yeah, we got you back, Demi. We got you back.
I know. That's why I was so happy that it was time for this week in testing, because I knew like all those people will cheer me up and come with ideas or share their good vibes and everything. Anyone who wants to share a win or want to celebrate a first or want to give me some advice, like come on stage, go in the chat. I would love to hear it all to help me get some positive vibes in all the chaos. I would love
it. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's great to see in the chat one of your colleagues, Helene. Helene, welcome. Thank you for joining This Week in Testing again. I believe you had a chat with Rosie the other day as well, which is very cool. Helene says, the team's here for you too, Demi. That's lovely. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's great. And I guess, yeah, maybe now is a good time to get some folks up on stage. If that's cool, you, Demi, should we get some folks to join us? I see we've got Eamon Jeroko looking to join. So I'm going to bring Eamon onto stage left. if this
anyone
works.
Else wanting to join, don't forget there is like a raise your hand button somewhere near the chat that you can click on, so we know you want to come on stage. Or if that doesn't work, because we know on mobile it's a bit of an issue, like just drop something in the chat that you want to come on stage, and then we can get you here as well, even without your hand raised. And we would love to hear from you guys. I'm sorry. Hi, Eamon. Welcome on This Week in Testing. How's your week been?
Hi. Can you both hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yep.
Great. Hi, Simon. Hi, Demi. How's it going?
Good. Thank you, Eamon. Yes. Yeah. Lovely to see you. And yeah, as to amplifying what Demi's just said, how's your week been?
Yeah, after what Demi said, I feel bad because I'm going to come on and be a bit, not negative, but I've been in a bit of a rut this week. So maybe that wasn't the energy that was needed. But
we can help you solve it. Yeah. We need to get the good vibes for you as well, Eamon. If anyone else needs those good vibes, like, also welcome, of course.
Yeah, I guess because this is actually my first tweet since I've been in my new job, which is pretty cool. It's actually this been there for 4 weeks now, which is kind of nuts. And yeah, I'm just experiencing my first rut, which was always going to happen. And I'm completely aware of it. I'm not like too upset. It's just, I think when you've had such a high, it naturally will come down at some point. And I think this week, maybe the past few days, have just been a bit like up and down. I felt a little demotivated. And that's why I thought it'd be nice to just jump on here, speak to the community again and cheer myself up. I've been leading a lot in the community in my first few weeks, using the club quite a lot for a lot of questions, which has been pretty cool. But I haven't had a chance to speak to anyone on Twitter, or even the meetup that was in London was unfortunately postponed to next week. So it is nice to be able to just speak to people and just, yeah, get a bit of cheering up. So that's why I'm here.
Great minds think alike. I certainly get it. I had that a few weeks ago. I had a few days just one after the other, and I was just looking at all data for statistics and testing with so much data that eventually I got some kind of brain fog or something, and I just couldn't think anymore. Yeah, I totally get getting stuck in a rut a bit after, like, that is so difficult to get out of. So I love these kind of things, like This Week in Testing, to get you out of that and get the different mindset going again, or just to distract yourself from everything going on.
Yeah, definitely. And I think one good thing is that I was able to speak to my manager right straight away, and he was totally like cool with the situation. Like, he was able to, he not that he would get mad at me or anything, but he was like, okay, I've been in a as well recently, and this having that openness with a manager is like really reassuring. So I feel like quite lucky to have that. So yeah, it's, I think what kind of caused it is that there's a lot of stuff to be done in this job. There's loads of different things I can get on with. And I think when you have too many options, sometimes you can feel a bit overwhelmed and not know where best to focus your efforts. And I think I've, in those scenarios, I've just chosen the easiest option, which is usually not much. So yeah, I'm sure other people can relate to that.
100%, Eamon. And yeah, sorry to hear it's been a rut week for you. Yeah, that's frustrating and annoying. Yeah, fair play for acknowledging it. And it sounds great that you have a manager that is understanding and was open to listening to you and getting a sense of where you're at. And that can, yeah, certainly feel very real, like feeling overwhelmed. 4 weeks in, crikey, that's still like, there's still so much to get your head around, all the different systems that exist, the processes, the politics within the company, the people, the different comms channels, there's so much, right? And that's also on top of the whole, like getting your head around that, the whole, I've got all these tasks to do as well, or there's this thing to sort out, or this so-and-so says this is priority, but another group says this is priority. And it's like, it's just going to be too much, right?
Yeah, that's what I keep telling myself, is that I just got here. Like, I've been telling myself that pretty much every day since I've been at this company, like, I just got here. You're not going to get everything straight away. No. You might never get everything.
No, it's And I think also there's, because, I mean, we've known each other since February now and got to know you, I would say, and you have such a passion for things, right? And you want to do the best. You don't want to let people down, and you want to perform. So So clearly you want high impact. You have, I imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, you have the sense of, I've got to prove that I'm bloody good at this job and that these people have hired me and they were going to feel good about their decision and their choice. And that pressure that you can put on yourself when you do join a new company, and also the just that pressure can be a lot, right? It really is a lot. And if you didn't care, Eamon, then you'd just be like, yeah, whatever. I don't think that's you, right? To put it,
yeah,
I can say that directly. Please correct me if I've misunderstood, but
that's really, it's really accurate. And I think because I care is why I feel the way I feel. Like, and obviously some people know my story. Like, it's been a while since my last QA role, and yeah, I remember in that last role when it wasn't clear what I had to do, I just accepted it and just rolled with it. But now, because I care more, it's affecting me a bit more, which I guess is a good thing, because that means it's something I can work to get out of. Whereas in my last role, I actually accepted that this is how it is. I don't really care. So I think that's a kind of improvement with myself, that, yeah, I care a lot more. So I want to be better.
Totally. And as you say, you know, that you have the external community, like life outside of your workplace, to connect with. And it's been great that you've been asking questions on the club. That's really cool. And joining events like This Week in Testing. And yeah, it was a shame it didn't work out with the London meetup yesterday for those listening live. But yeah, happening next week. And then, of course, the big get together at Test Bash, which is coming around soon. So that's going to be awesome. I think that's going to be like a big boost for a lot of folks in the community, and also quite overwhelming as well. I know it's mixed emotions when we do attend these sorts of events. It's like, it's lots going on, and it's all these people I've known online and I'm now meeting in person, and all that kind of thing. But again, that's, I would openly say, we as Ministry of Testing are really looking forward to it. And we're hopeful that loads of folks who have got their tickets are excited for that. And it's one of those things you can have in mind if things are tough. Oh yeah, but I got Test Bash and that's going to be cool.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really looking forward to Test Bash as well. You're my first time, so it'll be great to meet a lot of people that I've only heard their voices on This Week in Testing. So looking forward to seeing people there.
It's gonna be a selfie fest. I can't wait for it. Rosie and I were like, we were chatting this week in a planning meeting, and we were like, we've got to make sure we get loads of photos, but we've also got to be mindful that we've got lots of work to do whilst we're there. So it's like trying to find that balance. So we were like working out who's front of house, who's like event ops, who's a bit more behind the scenes, making sure things are ticking over and things are running smoothly. So I think it turned out that Rosie and I are front of house. So we'll be out there making sure people are having a good experience and hopefully getting to introduce people if they haven't met before. And it's like, you should speak with this person and let's introduce you and all of that stuff, which is the fun part. But yes, yeah, definitely something to look forward to. And also in the chat, I see some chat coming through from lots of wonderful people. Gary Hawkes shares, if more than you did yesterday, Eamon, it's progress and you're moving forward. Oh, that's wonderful advice. Cassandra Leung, Cassandra, wonderful to hear from you. It's been so long since I've been at an in-person Test Bash and my first time at the OG in Brighton. Oh yeah. AD Stokes, make sure you show yourself as open to meet at Test Bash on your MOT profile if you want to connect with people. Yeah, good shout, AD. Thanks for the reminder. That is available if you just head over to your My MOT. So if you log in to ministryoftesting.com, click on your profile picture in the top right, and then tap My MOT, and then tap on Open To, you can say, hey, I want to meet a Test Bash. And then it just is available on a list somewhere. It just makes it a bit easier to say to people that you're open to stuff, which is cool. Great. Thank you for sharing, Eamon. And the community's here for you, right? It's guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Yeah, definitely is. Actually, just quickly as well, because I feel like I've been on here a few times, but I never actually really talked about actual testing work. So I just want to say that, like, in my first few weeks, I've already got to use quite a few new tools, which is pretty fun. So things like Appium and GitHub Actions, which I never used before, and I've been able to set that stuff up here. So win that I've had in the first month.
Heck yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, and keep it coming. If there's even maybe there's some like quick tips as well that you want to share, Eamon, on using Appian or GitHub Actions? Like, of course, our audience is varied and there's different levels of experience. Yeah, just go for it. And that goes to anyone who's listening who wants to join the stage. Just pop up on stage, share a tip. Someone listening right now will be like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. Or I should go check that out. Or I'd never considered that thing before. But yeah, just go for it. Is there anything, Eamon, I'm sorry if I'm putting you on the spot here, but is there anything in particular? Oh, yeah, I learned that about this particular tool and just a cheeky shortcut or a gotcha or something like that that you could think of to share on stage.
Not a specific one, but I will say that the club is amazing for finding resources. Ask the question and people will come running with loads of different resources and answers. I've personally found that Google alone is just, it's not what it used to be. I don't know if anyone else can agree with me, but searching for resources in Google has been really bad for me since I've been here. And I've had to rely a bit more on AI than I would have liked, because we have a OpenAI license at the company. So I've been using ChatGPT quite a lot for some of the answers. But if I usually go to the club first, I would say, and then they're no good, then AI.
Brilliant. I was thinking of a framing for the Mottoverse. While it might be like a search engine for quality professionals, it feels like it's also an answer engine. And it's not like everyone has the answers, but certainly by asking questions, we can solicit information and just get a fresh perspective on things and be pointed in different directions that help us find answers for ourselves and then play back those answers to others for others to benefit as well. So I'm glad to hear the club is helping, Eamon. It's very cool. Cool. Demi, should we, and please do stick around, Eamon. I'm thinking, Demi, should we bring AD up on stage?
Yes, I have seen some people raising their hands, some suddenly unraising and raising again. So I am curious to hear what all of you are thinking. I promise we have time to get all of you on stage. But AD has been patiently waiting as well. So let's get AD on stage and see what they have to say. Hi, AD. Welcome to This Week in Testing. How's your week been?
Hi, Demi. Hello, Mottoverse. Yeah, I've had a really busy week. Thank you for the shout out about my new article. I think, therefore, I test. That's what I've been working on for quite a while, and there's been some really nice reactions to it. And people just saying about the mindset. It came about, it was a good few years ago that I can't remember off the top of my head. I'm sure it's in the article. What triggered it, but there was a discussion about thinking about work, and it made me think about what a thought worker was, and there's no actual definition of a thought worker, not a proper one. You can be a knowledge worker, but it doesn't mean the same thing as like thinking problems through, which was quite good, but you can't confuse thought worker with somebody who works for ThoughtWorks, the company. So that was a Google trap I fell into when I was trying to do some research about things. So I'm really not happy for that, but yeah, really busy editing articles for the Ministry of Testing. I did a talk with Scott Kenyon last night at Ali North. That's A11Y. So the Ali stands for accessibility, if you're not aware of that little numeronym. So we talked about everyday accessibility and how to do things like that. Obviously, I've been doing Ministry of Testing and told people there's loads of great resources on there that they could all share. So doing my ambassador bit. Oh, thank you for reading, Gary, when you do. Feel free to comment on it. I'll give it back. But yeah, I've always been fascinated about thinking ever since I read my first book on software testing, which was before I was a software tester. Very quickly, my origin story is I was asked to do some UAT in a bank. And I said, what do you want? So just make sure it works. And I went, that can't be right. There must be a bit more to it than that. It can't be just, does it work? I was like, it's changed. So what are the new things? How do I know what's supposed to work and how it's supposed to work? I won't get any help. So I went to Google at the time, which is my local library, and I found one book on software testing in the whole place, which was called The Art of Software Testing by Glenford J. Myers. And I read it in the weekend and I followed the things it was saying about testing and I wrote up a report. And a couple of weeks later, I got called into the test manager's office and I thought I was in trouble. And he said, where have you worked as a software tester? And I went, what are you on about? I said, my background was manufacturing, but the company went bust. So I ended up first working in a call center, and then I was a team leader dealing with direct debits and redemptions for the bank. And I said, no, I've read a book. What do you mean you read a book? So I said, well, I've got one out of the library already, and I just did the things it said. He said, this before you've done, it's better than half the people I've got working for me. Do you want a job? So that's how I became a software tester. But it was the way the thought problem was through in the book. And since then, like this is 2003 I'm talking about. Since then, I've always been fascinated with how people think and going through thought processes to get to a place of fighting biases and stuff like that. So like books like Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman, I don't know how that's pronounced, but he talks about system one and two thinking, and system one's automatic and system two is deep and deliberate. So you don't think about breathing unless somebody says, you don't think about breathing, and then in your mind you're going, am I breathing in and out? And then everyone's thinking about breathing, it's like a trigger. And then Time to Think by Nancy Klein, she talks about 10 behaviors that build a thinking environment in your brain. And just all these sorts of things, like, gurgled around. And when I answered this question, I said, when I was trying to work out what people said, oh, yeah, tester's mindset is different. But nobody said what that difference was or what a tester's mindset was. So I tried to define it for myself a little bit. And then by trying to define it, I found that it depends on what you're thinking about. Because the answer to every testing question ever is, it depends. Because context, you then. So it depends what you're thinking about and how you want to approach it and the goals of what you're doing. And I came up with, I think it was like my first notes were like 7 or 8 different mindsets, but it's up to me 11. But I think there's even more. I think there's more out there. I think you can get really nuanced mindsets when you're focused on a very specific thing. Try and apply one of these. If you're trying to do security testing, you're trying to hack into a system, it could fit under sort of a risk-based mindset or an ethical mindset or something like, or even a critical mindset. But I think it's more of a opposite to an ethical. I think you have to think almost like a deviant, evil person. What is the most worst damage I can do in this situation, and how can I get in there and stuff? So I think there are all other types of mindsets. But yeah, each one of the mindsets is explained with 1 or 2 sentences. But I've got reams of notes on these different ones. I didn't want to overwhelm and do it. This will take 30 minutes to read type thing in an article. I just wanted to give a flavour and see if people felt the same way I felt and were thinking the sort of same things I was thinking. But I think there's a lot more there, and I want to, over time, explore it at much more depth about testing for thinkers. And Simon, you've mentioned you like the stuff I do for 99-second talks. There may be something on I Think Therefore I Test.
Oh, I love it. I'll be looking forward to that.
For the second day as well.
Yeah, and I can't help thinking, I think of those mindsets, and you've already come up with another one, the deviant mindset, for example. I wonder if it could be turned into a card game of some sort. If you think of what risk storming has done, the Would Who Risk It card game as well, maybe there's something to do, some sort of fun game that you could create off the back of this that's related to these mindsets.
You'll love that.
Would be really cool.
Different scenarios and then asking the players, now approach us with the deviant
mindset. Yeah, exactly.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't think when I was going through this, maybe there might be an opportunity for an expansion pack. For a test sphere.
Yeah.
But it's too early. I haven't got enough definition to it to start from there. And I think I need to explain them better for myself before I can explain them better to other people and see what their feedback is and stuff like that. But yeah, it is something that I've thought about and then part.
If you did want to explore AD, and this goes to anyone who wants to explore an idea in public, you could post it as a memory post, so you could have one memory post per mindset and just go into a bit more detail. So I guess that would help you articulate it in a bit more detail. You could give some examples. You could set a little activity for someone to do at the end of that little post. And maybe that could turn into a game once you've got a reaction from the community as to what they think of it. But to be honest, I would just say go for it, AD. Like, you're a very creative person. You got loads of good stuff to share. And I think it could very much be a standalone product. I don't think it needs to connect to the world of TestSphere. I think it's its own thing, is what I'm trying to say to you.
I don't know where it's going to go. Like I had a conversation with someone who said, you could definitely write a book on that because you're always battering on about thinking about stuff. I'm not sure about that either. But yeah, that's another idea that I've got to think about and see where it goes. But Stephen has basically won the game with the best idea, which is as a pack to Exploding Kittens. So Stephen wins the prize, which we'll relate when we finished in with Rudy Stardo now. Brilliant suggestion.
Maybe there's... Oh, and Rich is saying in the chat for those following along live, getting your own card deck created is surprisingly easy. Oh, yes. Yeah, of course. Rich Adams has the... a threat modeling game that's available, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Apologies if I can't remember the exact name there, Richard, without double checking the name. But yeah, that's cool. And maybe AD.
Bring some over to me.
Yeah. And also, AD may be worth a conversation with Richard Adams about the process he went through to develop a game, a threat modeling game, if I remember correctly. So that'd be so cool. And I guess you mentioned you've got to think about more stuff, but I guess on a light side, there's the doing. So that it's like, I imagine you may hold back, AD, but I would say from knowing how well you work and how you get on with stuff, like just going for it and testing the water, see where you go with it. But the community, as always, is here to help and support these ideas for sure.
Yeah, I've got nothing but time. So yeah, I'll write a book and I'll make it a card deck and I'll do.
And jobs are given. Simple as that, right? Just put it through the...
If we're going there in the chat with Rich and Stephen throwing in ideas, like...
We've got a startup. We've got a startup going.
Yeah.
An agents game, that's Rich's. Yep.
Agents. Ah, yes. Yes, wonderful. Yeah, just put it through the Bookomatic 3000, produces the book, Automatic 4000, and jobs are given, right?
That quick chat GTP to ruin the whole idea for me.
Yeah.
I'm on a show now and let somebody else come and have a chat.
Thank you for sharing, AD. Great to have you join us and be on stage today. Demi, oh, and I see we've lost a few folks who had their hands up. Apologies, Judith. I did see that you had your hand up, but that has gone down. But if you do feel like joining us, please do raise your hand again or mention in the chat and we can get you up on stage. In the meantime, it would be great to hear from Gary Hawkes, who I see is ready to join us. So let's bring Gary up on stage.
How are you doing?
Hi, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Welcome on stage. How has your weekend testing been?
Oh, it's been, I think, along the lines of what you said, Demi, it's been kind of chaos, but there's been some... I'm going to try and bring the positive vibes into this one, because we had the main sort of like headline for us this week is that we had a kind of show and tell of one of our product prototypes. And this has been going on for quite a few months when I've been building this. And 6 months ago, like I say, it's about 5-6 months ago, we put our QA in there because it was being too developer led. So I was elbowing my way into the room to just say, hey, you could ask us about where it's going and whatever. And they didn't want to, at the time they were saying things that we don't want to put any delays. We want to get these ideas out. And I said, okay. So I was like haggling and said, okay, you've got something to show, let us have a look at it. And I was going through the club and that's when I found Simon's link. I can't remember the article, but it was talking about the PQIP. It was an exploratory sort of session. And we put, as a result of that, a couple of ideas that this product could do. And again, that's to do with mindsets, is that I haven't read the article yet, so I don't want to take it too out of context. But yeah, we was thinking of what would this type of user do? What would be their main business benefit from this, regardless of what they think is going to be the business benefit? And we put that in there. And then we then had a product demo that had those features in it. And so I had to like very tactfully and diplomatically remind them, these ideas actually came from us. So that was really cool that we'd, even if it's like in the back of their minds, made a difference to the product direction, if you like, by just getting involved in there early, which was really cool. But yeah, so that was the main thing for me. But also I was coming up just around Demi and Demi's like thing about the sort of manager leaving as well, or manager having to go. I think it's one, these kind of moments are really potential team bonding moments where everybody in your team is affected. So getting everyone together to say, okay, so what's going to be the impact of this? What are we going to miss? And you might actually just get a kind of stronger connection with everyone if you start talking about those things and then seeing, okay, who can take on this kind of responsibility? Who can take on this kind of responsibility? And it may actually start bringing people together. And to be honest, if you keep doing stuff like that, Demi, then you'll probably get noticed. And you never know, you might be asked to apply if such an opportunity arises. And yeah, so that was one. I didn't want to keep talking, but so from Eamon's perspective, it was, I have a lot at work, peaks and troughs. So at the moment I'm on a peak and I'm really busy. But when you're in the troughs, it's really tough to stay motivated. But you then have to look at those things as opportunities of, okay, what can I do here that will make a difference? What can I learn here that's going to get me some time back or give me some sort of efficiency? You can always make a difference. And like I said in the comments, it's the thing you have to, because I can get punished myself. So I really should know more than this. But if you take a step back and you look to say, I've been in the job not for long, is that, do I know more than I did yesterday? And am I heading in the right direction? Then you're heading in the right direction. And I do feel is that if you knew everything, then it's time for you to move on. Because this is the whole point. It's discovery, it's learning. It's the whole thing that what we do and what keeps us interested is all of that. Yeah, that's everything I wanted to bring up today.
As for your ideas on how to handle this, we got something similar in mind. So the meeting that we're planning is going to present a bit the facts to them, like what has been decided. And we're going to tell them about our ideas on how we're going to do certain things, but we're going to really present them as ideas and then ask them, like, what do you think of those ideas? Is there anything we're missing, or would you want this to be done differently? And we really want to make it a discussion with everyone to see what they think of this and how we can best help everyone, because we know that some knowledge or expertise is going to get lost with. I know of another consultant who was leaving at the end of the year, which is going to be a huge hit for the test automation knowledge within our department. We're going to discuss that as well while we're at it. We're just going to really try to find solutions and get ideas on how to do this in a way that everyone can still be supported and do their job without any fear of that there's no one to help them or that they can ask questions to and stuff like that. Yeah, we're definitely going to take that approach to see that we're not missing something or making assumptions or doing it all wrong.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, because I think I've been where I'm working now for almost, this will be my seventh year as a lead. And the thing for me is, it's a peak. I had 13 testers reporting to me. So it hit a peak, and unfortunately it did go through a bit of restructuring over the last sort of few years. And now I'm down to 4. So it's quite a big hit over the last sort of couple of years. But it's not been like instant. So it's been a kind of gradual thing. And like you say, all the different skill sets and that, you get an impact of, okay, how are we going to manage this? And that's what it may be seem twisted, but that's the kind of thing that keeps me interested. It's like, okay, this is another problem. We're going to have to look at this tactically. How can we? So now we're down from 3 automators to 1 automator. Is like, what can we do? How are we going to organize the work? Because the work obviously comes down as well. It's not the fact that we've got the same amount of workload, but yeah. It's really it's really tough to like trying to figure out how you tactically change and adapt. We haven't got much more slack now. So if we had an automator leave now, we probably are thinking, oh, okay, devs, hello, can you help us? Yeah.
Thank you for sharing, Gary. It's always lovely to hear from you and get your take on things and to hear from your experiences. And yeah, for folks who I would say are new to Gary Hawkes, then do go check out Gary's profile on ministryoftesting.com. I've shared a link for those following along live to the Leading with Quality Conversations collection that we have. So these are the chats that Rosie Sherry is having with some brilliant people, absolutely brilliant people. There's just a treasure trove of knowledge and experience, including Gary's talk, which we ended up titling, yeah, All Roads Lead to Quality, which I think was a nice way of framing it, about kind of Gary's journey and just, yeah, all sorts of great advice in there. Worth checking that out for sure. Yeah, nice to see some comments coming through in the chat as well. And I didn't quite have the chance. Stephen Newton, thank you for being so active in the chat today. I really appreciate you being here, sharing some advice about how he might design his game, and also a mention of being a, yeah. So Stephen mentioned, in my last job, I was a lone tester in a large organization. It got lonely and in a rut often. Sorry to hear that, Stephen. Test Bash was my annual vaccine against that. Enjoy it. And that is, yeah, wonderful advice. There's a way to, yeah, just connect with people and celebrate that we're all sharing challenges that we can help each other with. Some might be similar, some might be very different, or somewhere in between. As I'm sure we all have different contexts, yet it's the case of knowing that as a community, we can help each other out. And this is what it's all about. And this is why we do what we do. So yeah, always remember that goes to anyone who's listening today. Just continue to ask questions, continue to put stuff out there, whether it's a specific question about a specific problem or challenge you're facing, whether you've got an idea that is bubbling away and you're unsure about it, just put it out there. And I appreciate that that takes a bit of bravery to do that kind of thing. I would like to think we do have a very welcoming and inclusive community, as Demi mentioned at the top of this episode. So people will encourage you and people will be open and inclusive with their feedback. So just go for it, right? There's ideas that, no doubt, if you're listening to this today, that are bubbling away in your head. You think, maybe I need to get that out there to the Motiverse. Just go for it. Loads of ways to do that. You can put forward an official kind of contribution to write for Ministry of Testing, or to do a short talk or speak at one of our events, or you can just post a memory. So if you go to ministryoftesting.com/memories, you can post something on there. Think of it like it's a microblogging site. Just post whatever you like that is on your mind and put it out there to the community. And as Ministry of Testing, it's our role to amplify and promote that in the various places. Or you might like to jump on the club, as Eamon mentioned earlier on, or join the Slack that we have available for kind of faster asynchronous chat as well. Brilliant. Thank you, Gary, for joining us. Demi, is there anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up today's episode?
I wanted to give an example of how you could use the memories to get a lot of feedback, get people involved in thinking about things and then starting a discussion. Because I want to point out that Mary McMahon, I'm not sure if I pronounce this correctly, asked for help because they are doing their master's degree, I believe, and they're doing it on software testing. They're doing research about it. They're asking everyone's opinions. If you got some time, go over to the memory, fill in the short questionnaire. She could use your help. And this is just like an example of how the community could help you with things like this, with research or discussions, or if you're thinking about a topic or making your own card game to get all the subjects a bit more worked out. Like, the community is here for you. There's so many ways you can get involved and get discussions started. Just try it out. Post your question somewhere, and I'm sure that the community will show up to help you out.
Heck yeah, Demi. It's like, it's great. It's, yeah, I just have so much more to add to that, but I also don't, because I think I could just keep going on about and sharing examples of where people have had success and where their career trajectory has changed because they've participated in the Motiverse and contributed in different ways and helped other people out, and kind of a bit of what goes around comes around. Like, good community behavior, I guess. It sounds a bit weird saying that out loud, but good community folks, they get up to good things, and it's noted and it's noticed across the community, and then good things will happen. So I'm hoping this week has helped for those who have been, I guess, having a bit of a tough week I think it's important to connect in this way.
That's it.
Many ways to connect. From an events perspective, you can check out what's going on there. So ministryoftesting.com/events, or look for a local meetup that might be happening in a city or town near you. So that's ministryoftesting.com/meetups. Big old list there. That meetup list is forever growing. And we've got some new ones have appeared recently. So yeah, do go check it all out. Great. It's been wonderful to co-host with you today, Demi. I was going to say my name is Bug. Yeah, it's been fun as always. And yeah, we should do this again sometime. And of course, next week, we may have some different co-hosts. We tried to mix it up a little bit. And we welcome folks who would also be up for hosting as well. If you want to give it a try, getting up on stage and kind of leading a This Week in Testing, just to let us know. Great, Demi. Okay, let's sign off for today. Thank you to everyone who has joined us live and has participated in the chat. Thank you to everyone who's joined us on stage. And if you're listening on the podcast, thank you for getting involved. And please do explore the archive. There's a whole ton of recordings that are definitely worth going back to. Always pick up on new stuff when we come back to them. And yeah, in the meantime, we shall see you around the Modiverse and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye for now.